Welcome back, gentlemen and ladies. This is a joint meeting of the structural TAC and the plumbing TAC. As it's been explained to me, the plumbing TAC here is to provide input. The vote will only be the structural TAC members.
That's not what we...
That's not his joint.
Okay, my mistake. As I've been told, now the both TACs will vote on these code changes.
Yes. I have two questions, Mr. Chairman. Mike, Gary, Dr. Plankak. The voting percentage is the 75% rule, is that correct?
Yes.
Combined?
Combined, yes.
And then the net effect, if this TAC were to say they are TAC, I don't know about anybody's stuff, but our TAC voted forward, I was like the dissenting vote, so is what is the net effect if this TAC doesn't meet the 75% rule of the plumbing TAC? Then what goes forward to the commission?
The commission will be, what goes forward is whatever the TAC votes. So if the plumbing TAC forwarded it, it'll go to the commission as an affirmative. If the structural TAC defeats it, then that code change will be sent as a negative, and then there has to be some kind of correlation, if anything.
Why did the plumbing TAC already vote on?
We can discuss that when we go get into the specifics.
Okay. Okay. First is amendment number 2009, amending 1816.2 of the building code. Okay. From the plumbing TAC, Randy's here.
Here.
Is Gary Kozan here?
Here.
Gary Duran?
Here.
Robert Trumbauer?
He's in the restroom.
Ken Gregory?
Here.
George Seiler? Kevin Fennell?
Here.
James Cortez?
Here.
Les Dowell?
Here.
George Gaminetta?
Here.
Joseph Kajak?
Here.
Okay. Well, certainly there's a quorum on both sides. All right, amendment number 2009. Is Dr. Kaler here?
Where's this on the tracking chart?
It's on a separate tracking chart. Is anybody here to speak in favor of this?
No, it's not.
No? Cynthia Tucker, here for Dr. Kaler from the University of Florida.
Okay.
Basically, what this modification is achieving, trying to achieve, is to prevent termite entry into structures, as well as to prevent damage to CPVC piping due to termiticides. So it has a twofold issue. It protects the pipe, the CPVC piping, and it also prevents termites from entering the structure.
Additionally, this was approved by the termite work group, commission's termite work group. They took this up, and that's where this came from, just so you know, and that was unanimously approved by them, and then the commission has accepted that as well. So this is the implementation of a recommendation. Okay. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor of this? Please come forward, state your name, and again, don't repeat points, but add them, new ones.
Joe Belcher for the Florida Concrete Product Association. I have no problem with it either way. I do have some problems with some of the language exceptions that should say may be installed instead of can be installed to keep with the code procedure. And cinder block's not been used for quite a while for building structures. We're talking about concrete masonry units, not cinder block. That's, if you're building out of cinder block, you better go to another state.
Mike Moore, Newport Partners. I was part of that termite work group and speaking in support here, and also want to second what Joe Belcher said there. I think those are good changes.
Okay.
Philip Helseth, the Florida Department of Agriculture, and we support these changes.
Okay. Anybody else? Does anybody want to speak against? Okay, seeing none, is there, hold on, call on, guys. Is there a second for discussion?
Second.
All right, discussion. Randy had his hand up first. And I've got Dan and then George. Randy?
I have a question to the proponent. How does it protect the CPVC pipe?
For CPVC piping and penetrations that involve water, for the building code, it's required that if there is a soil termiticide, that the penetration, the plumbing areas be concentrated both inside the annular ring and around the annular ring at a higher rate of application. What's happening with the CPVC piping is if the 9 approved soil termiticides, there's actually 11 in the state of Florida that are approved for application. 9 of them actually can cause CPVC pipe failure and degradation. And that's the reason, because it's more concentrated application inside the annular ring.
If I may add then. So what you're saying scientifically, and I question what you're saying, because all of my investigations regarding this is it isn't just the puddling. The puddling just exacerbates the problem. It's the contact of the termiticides with the CPVC pipe. As a matter of fact, the references here on Novian and Flowguard Gold, the termiticides are specifically not to be used with CPVC pipe. And where I have difficulty with this going in is that because I'm presently involved in a lawsuit in excess of $2 million regarding this for damages, and I've had multiple projects where I've had not only CPVC but PEX damaged by termiticides, my concern is that sleeving shall not be installed around CPVC pipe. How do I protect myself as a contractor using CPVC pipe if I cannot protect myself?
Okay. What the interesting thing is about the termiticides, when they are around the pipe that has no sleeving, as long as they're bound to the soil, there is no degradation. So as a scientist, a paper that was published just recently by the University of Florida, what they did was they had 4 times the concentration, 4 times the label rate. They filled the CPVC pipes with soil and at 4 times the concentration, and there is no degradation. So therefore, if that 4 times the concentration, which will never happen because a treatment is at the label rate, which is only 1 time at the label, that there is no degradation in any of our tests.
Okay.
So just to reiterate, there is no way to have a failure at the label rate, even when you're puddling on the outside of the pipe. However, if you're puddling on the inside of a pipe at the label rate, there are failures. That's why we don't want any sleeving.
Okay. Dan?
The structural aspects of not sleeving. Any problem with the piping relating to long-term settlement or even short-term settlement of the structure, which is one of the reasons that we've sleeved pipes in certain instances in the past. Does that pose a problem? Is anybody concerned with that? And are we talking about in concrete penetrations, would you be pouring the pipe directly in the concrete, or Well, what do you mean by not sleeving exactly?
Do you want to answer? Do you have the answer to that?
Yes. When the plumbing is actually in the structure, the concrete is poured over or placed on top or around the pipe. So the reason for the sleeve was originally for copper piping. It was my understanding to protect the copper pipes from galvanization. But now we moved into a new era where we have CPVC pipes, and we also have the regular PVC pipes, which do not require any kind of sleeving at all.
Okay, I've got George, Jack, Craig. What's your name?
Gary.
Gary, and I'll put you on the list too, Gary. George?
Is this on? Are there other types of... why is it just limited to CPVC?
The only reason that we limited to CPVC is because the PVC pipes are not damaged by any of the termiticides.
Okay.
So yeah. It's CPVC is the only product that's damaged by termiticides in high concentrations.
Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We have a... Okay. Jack?
I'd like to propose an amendment.
Okay.
In the first... In line two of the first sentence, delete the word cinder and substitute concrete masonry.
Is CMU good or you want concrete masonry?
Concrete masonry.
All right.
You can just take the block out, too. Masonry? Concrete masonry? Do a strike through on cinder? In the exception... In the exception, delete cinder block, insert concrete masonry. Delete can. Insert bay. And then a question. Staff, I guess. Is the definition appropriate here? Does it belong in 1816.2 or Chapter 2? I know it's inappropriate here.
I think termite protection would be in Chapter 18. There is a termite protection there.
Definitely. Okay.
All right, so...
Make the necessary change to put the definition in the appropriate section in Chapter 18.
Okay, is there a second on the amendment? Okay, discussion only on the amendment, which is just those words. Let's just get this over with. Let's not argue about these words and move on to the discussion. You want to speak just on what he just added, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
As a friendly change, I think it says the same thing, but would it be more appropriate code language to say shall be permitted to be installed instead of may?
Jack?
I have no problem with that.
Better code language.
Well, they took...
Take the may out and put shall in.
Shall be permitted to be.
Okay. That's acceptable as a friendly, Jack?
Yeah.
All right. Any further discussion on just the amendment? All right. All Craig? Just the three words we're talking about now.
Just a concern here. It says the sleeving shall not be installed. I kind of agree with what Dan was bringing up. What if you wanted to install sleeving because you had a structural consideration where you were expecting settlement?
that?
I think the answer to that is this is not a structural sleeve. It's one of those sleeves like she has right there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Jack.
The purpose of the change is to not put a sleeve in so you avoid getting pooling around the pipe, which denigrates the pipe.
I agree with that. But you can have situations where you're expecting a significant differential settlement, and therefore you want to put a sleeve in it. I'm not talking just in the context of a house.
The sleeve we're talking about here is a plastic sleeve to stop the concrete slab from being in contact with the pipe because of the reaction between the lime in concrete and the pipe itself. Since you don't have that reaction as a problem with CPVC, you don't want to encourage the pooling of the termiticide that would then create the same reaction and denigrate the pipe. This is not a structural sleeve. Sediment is not going to make any difference. If it settles with that soft plastic sleeve, it's going to break.
I agree with you, Jack. I know that. I'm just bringing up the point that this here, the way it's written, will tell someone, don't sleeve. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
That's the purpose.
Okay. All right, all in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's one. So the amendment is approved. Going back to the modification as amended with the changes. Further discussion. Randy, I'm sorry. You know what? I have a list of folks who are already on the list. I'll ask them first, then go to others who want to be on. Craig, you were on earlier. Are you okay? Gary.
On this modification, or are we up back on the amendment?
No, the amendment's done. We're on the modification as amended now. So the amendment was approved.
I've got a number of questions. First of all, you said that you don't have an issue with PVC, correct? It's only CPVC?
It's only CPVC.
How about PEX? Have you done testing on PEX?
No, I have not done any testing on PEX.
So you don't
know?
No,
I have no idea about PEX.
Secondly, the problem seems to be not the sleeve so much as the annular space that the sleeve creates. If you had a sleeve such as what I'm looking at there, the MCOA Flex, that went around the pipe tightly, you didn't have an annular space, do you still have an issue?
Well, according to the code, the pest control operator is both supposed to treat the annular space between the pipe, either by pulling it back, which is still going to cause an area of concentration of pooling.
But if there's no annular space, if that thing fits tightly around the pipe, there's no annular space, so what does the applier do? Does he pull that apart and squirt it
all day?
Make an annular space so we can squirt stuff in it?
I don't know what the pest control operators actually do, but they are supposed to treat an annular space. I mean, the sleeving is supposed to have an annular space.
Okay.
So some of these sleeves are actually larger than the pipe, CPVC pipe. This one actually is made for a 3/4-inch pipe, which is the PEX piping and the regular copper
and
piping.
And it doesn't create annular space, but
no,
I'll get off
correct.
Of that. My next question is, sleeving is not just for protection against corrosion or whatever. It's also for protection against abrasion.
Correct.
And I've seen issues where if you don't have sleeving on the pipe, whether it's CPVC, PEX, or copper or anything, if you don't have sleeving, in a lot of cases, you're getting damaged by the trowels, and you have failures very early on. And the concern that I have is if you don't have anything at all around this thing, then you may be opening up another can of worms. Have you?
Right. I have no data to.
All right. Let's move on to another one. This deals not only with CPVC and no sleeve on PVC. You've also got a section down there that says protective sleeves should not extend more than 1 foot below the concrete floor. Is that 1 foot below the top of the concrete floor or 1 foot below the bottom of the concrete floor? Or why the 1 foot?
I believe the 1 foot was put in because of the Plastic and Pipe Fitters Association had that in their recommendations.
Why do you think they have that recommendation?
I do not know, sir.
maybe they have that recommendation. Maybe it's just a suggestion that you don't need to sleeve it 10 feet long if 1 foot will do. But there's not a mandatory requirement that the sleeving shall not exceed 1 foot. And for those of us that work in the field, in the real world, you know that you're going to cut the pipe a little bit longer and you may end up with a piece of black poly pipe or whatever it may be that extends more than 1 foot below the top or the bottom of the slab or the bottom of the footer or whatever the case may be, and it's going to create a lot of enforcement issues, I think, out there.
Okay, I don't...
All right. Randy?
Well, I tell you, I don't know if anyone here has access, internet access right now, but if you have internet access to your computers right now, go to Novion FlowGuard Gold Do's and Don'ts. And one of the don'ts is don't let termiticides come in contact with CPVC pipe. That's just CPVC. We also have PEX. We have a number of other products that really fall under this same category. I will say this. Where I have extreme heartburn over what you're saying right here, and what if this amendment went through, this mod went through as printed, I don't think I would ever, and I'm a contractor with 275 employees, I don't think I would ever again use CPVC under a slab if you did not allow me to sleeve it where I penetrated the floor. Unless you take away the requirement to put termite protection down, I can tell you I can present a half a dozen scientists that will combat your findings right now today in my current lawsuit going on right now. So in terms of, Jack, you had asked about the sleeving, the black, the red and the blue sleeving right there. The puddling can be very easily eliminated by putting a foil tape or even a couple of wraps of duct tape around the top just to keep the termiticide from getting into the pipe. Secondly, when you use that tape or that lightweight sleeving, it's compressed right in the slab anyhow. The slab will actually push right in tight. I don't have a problem with what you're trying to do. I don't object to what you're trying to do. What I object to tremendously is this language does not allow me to protect myself from a general liability standpoint. Specifically, the words, sleeving shall not be installed. You go on to say we're going to save a lot of money because we don't have to do it. I want to spend the money because I think you people are making a serious mistake if you don't protect the CPVC pipe and other products from termiticides. And I implore anyone here with internet access to check on FlowGuard Gold, www.flowguardgold right now, or www.novion.com right now. Check their website and see what they say. They specifically tell you do not. They don't say do not puddle. They say do not come in contact with and use a protective barrier if you have to. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Would you mind handing the microphone there? Commissioner Greiner wanted to weigh in on this as well.
Dale Greiner, representing Lake County. I'm not sure what this has to do with structural or the structural tack, and I'm not sure why we have a dual committee talking about this, and I think we're wasting the structural tack's time. If it's a question of just where it is in the code, it's a plumbing issue. I think the plumbing tack is certainly capable of handling this issue, and I personally consider it a waste of time, and I would encourage the committee to run those particular mods to the plumbing tack and let them go.
Okay.
So. Moke, you want to explain why this is in front of the structural tack?
The reason why it's in the front of the structural tack because termites, section... Chapter 18, section 1816.2, it has been authored by the structural tack, and that will continue to do that. So it makes sense to have both committees address this issue, and that's really why it's ended with both committees.
Yes. In reference to termites, termiticides, let's put the termiticides aside. These sleevings, though they are not structural, they do not protect the structure at all. By eliminating the sleevings, then that provides that gap, because both of these, because not all, okay, like a baiting system is a standalone product in the state of Florida. Borates is a standalone product in the state of Florida. If you don't have any kind of termiticide treatment, these sleevings, where 68% of termite failures occur in the plumbing areas where these sleevings happen, they're coming up through this gap, half inch all the way around the pipe, these penetration areas all the way around the pipe.